West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced this week that his family's coal companies have paid overdue taxes in his state, but the companies still owe millions in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. As Jeff Young reports, some county officials are seizing company property in an attempt to recover the debts.
In 2016, NPR, Ohio Valley Resource, and its partners reported that billionaire coal baron Jim Justice, who was running for governor as a Democrat, owned companies that owed roughly $15 million in overdue taxes and mine safety fines. This week, Governor Justice, who is now a Republican, had an announcement about those taxes.
I think we can put to bed once and for all this tax issue that's been looming around forevermore.
Justice said the companies, now operated by his son, have paid all tax obligations. In West Virginia, that is. But in the other states where Justice companies operate, it's a different story.
He has not paid anymore. No, I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is.
That's Knott County, Kentucky Judge Executive Zach Weinberg. Weinberg says Kentucky Fuel Corporation, the Justice-owned company operating in Knott County, has a historic pattern of non-payment on mineral and property taxes. But this year, Knott County took a new approach to recover its debts.
We took him to court. We got a summary judgment.
The court put Kentucky Fuel's property in receivership for Knott County to make good on lost revenue. So far, however, the county has not found a buyer. You'll hear similar accounts across Appalachian coal country, where Justice family companies have operated. Magoffin County, Kentucky's attorney had set up payment plans with Kentucky Fuel, but the company stopped making payments late last year. In Scott County, Tennessee, the county trustee is watching interest pile up on back taxes Justice companies owe. And in Tazewell County, Virginia, where a Justice company owed more than $800,000, mild-mannered county treasurer David Larimer had finally had enough.
Playing hardball was the only option.
Larimer worked with the county sheriff to seize equipment at the mine this spring. The sale of two massive Caterpillar trucks raised enough money to cover all but $150,000 of the debt. Attorney Billy Shelton, who represents the Justice companies, said in an email that the company is working with state officials in Kentucky and Virginia to resolve state debts and will later do the same for county taxes. But David Larimer is not optimistic. The 2018 tax bills will go out in a couple of months, and he expects he'll have to hound Justice companies for payment yet again.
I'd love to think that they'll pay him in full by December 5th, but they haven't since I've been in office, so I'm sure we'll be trying to figure out a way to get them collected.
The amounts owed can create huge holes in budgets for small rural counties and their school systems. In Knott County, Kentucky, Judge Executive Zach Weinberg was looking at a deficit due to delinquent taxes and changes in mineral tax valuation. He was also facing re-election and a tough decision.
Well, I passed the insurance premium tax, which I just ran and got beat, so... Of course, nobody likes taxes, but we didn't have any other choice.
Weinberg lost that election in May. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.